Welcome back to the deep dive. So, every growing business hits this point, right? How do we get the skills we need fast, and how do we optimize things without just spending a fortune? And the answers often point towards two big models: staff augmentation, or SA, and full outsourcing. So our mission today is really to, well, cut through the noise. We want to distill the key differences, the benefits they share, and the specific trade-offs, just so you can get a clearer picture of which one might be the right move for you as you scale. Let's try and unpack this. Okay, first up, staff augmentation. This one's pretty straightforward. You're basically hiring external specialists, could be developers, designers, data analysts, whatever, just to temporarily beef up your existing team. Think of it like bringing in a guest chef for a specific tricky dish. The really crucial thing here is control. Your company, the client, keeps full management responsibility. You direct their daily work, you own the outcome.
Yeah, that chef analogy works well. Because outsourcing then is kind of like hiring a full catering company for the whole event. It's usually a bigger, more long-term strategic thing. You hand over an entire function, say all your software development or IT support, to an outside company. And that company, the vendor, manages everything end to end. They're the ones accountable for the results. It often lets you delegate stuff that isn't, your absolute core business focus.
Right. And before we really dive into what makes them different, we should probably touch on the benefits they actually share, because there are some compelling ones. Cost is the obvious one people think of, but it's not just salary, is it? It's really about avoiding that whole HR headache, recruitment, onboarding, training.
Exactly. That's a huge time sink, not just money. And external providers, especially the outsourcing ones, they often have like reusable code libraries, established processes, teams that already work well together. So you tap into that expertise right away. And often, yeah, you might see better quality software or get things to market faster because they're not building everything from absolute zero.
Okay, so let's zoom in on staff augmentation then. If control is what you really need, SA delivers.
Totally. I mean, because those temporary folks report directly to your managers, you can guide them very specifically, make quick changes. That's super important if you're dealing with, say, sensitive data or proprietary tech. And there's another upside: people sometimes miss the learning aspect. Your internal team can actually pick up new skills and best practices just by working alongside these temporary experts. It's like embedded training. True, but that control, well, that's also where the hidden cost can lie. It takes time and effort from your own managers to onboard, supervise, and integrate these temporary people. So you've got to ask yourself, are my project managers ready for that extra overhead? Can they handle that distraction from their main strategic work? That integration piece, it can sometimes make the ramp-up time for SA a bit slower than you'd expect.
Okay, fair point. Let's flip to outsourcing then. The big advantage here seems to be strategic focus. Like you said, if you're, I don't know, a car manufacturer, you want your best minds focused on cars, not necessarily on building and maintaining a complex internal HR system, right? You can outsource that, lets your team concentrate on what they do best.
Precisely. And another angle is transferring liability. The outsourcing vendor takes on the responsibility for staffing, making sure they have the right people, meeting compliance rules, hitting project goals. They bear that risk.
Okay, but wait. If the vendor takes all the liability, doesn't that sometimes make them, well, maybe a bit risk-averse, like maybe less likely to try something really innovative for your project because they're focused on just delivering safely?
That's a really important nuance, actually. Yes, there can be a trade-off there. They might prioritize stability, proven methods over groundbreaking stuff. And that really flows from the main drawback of outsourcing. You do give up some control and visibility. You're handing over the reins, so you have less insight into the day-to-day process. And of course, the biggest risk everyone worries about is data security. You're potentially exposing sensitive information to a third party, which just means you absolutely have to do your homework, really vet potential partners, understand their security protocols inside and out before you sign anything.
Okay, so it feels like the choice boils down to a couple of key things. Internal capacity seems like one.
Definitely. If you don't have the internal experts, or maybe you don't even have a tech team at all, outsourcing often makes more sense.
Yeah.
But if you do have a team and you just need to scale it up temporarily or add a specific skill, SA is probably a better fit.
And the other factor is scope and control, right? So maybe SA for smaller, shorter projects where you need tight oversight.
Exactly. And outsourcing tends to work better for larger, longer-term needs, where you're handing off a whole function and you're mainly focused on the end result, less on the day-to-day process.
Right, getting the job done efficiently is the priority there.
And just one final quick thought on the cost thing. It's not always simple. Staff augmentation might seem cheaper if you only need one or two specialists. But if you need a whole team, like 5 or 10 people working together on a complex function long term, outsourcing can often be more cost effective overall because of the vendor's economies of scale.
Okay, so here's maybe a final thought for everyone listening. You don't always have to pick just one. It's not strictly either. For really big, complex projects or transformations, you could potentially use a hybrid approach. You know, maybe outsource some very specific, specialized tasks like infrastructure management or maybe compliance reporting, while also using staff augmentation to add specific skills to your core internal product team for development. So the question to mull over is, what parts of your business could actually benefit from that kind of combined flexible approach? Something to think about.